Welcome to the Hospitality Podcast.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Come on, man.
I just need a...
This is the lamb
sauce. Where's the lamb sauce?
Presented by Arthur Gomez.
God damn, I just spent $8,000 on some f***ing wine.
And Quentin Wind.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
So pour yourself a glass, because we're diving into the world of restaurants, kitchen and bar. The Hospitality Podcast.
Welcome back, guys.
Hello, guys.
We're back for season two.
Yeah, it's really exciting, actually. Season one just went flying, didn't it?
Yeah, it was only 9 months.
Yeah, we all took some holidays.
We took a bit of holidays, a month. Yeah. So not too much, you know.
Just enough. Yeah, we've got some really cool guests coming up and some partnerships as well.
Yeah.
I think we can introduce actually the first one, just to give you a little bit of a, you know, starter kit. Who do we have, Arthur?
So the first one is Greg. The reason Quentin is asking is because when I did the podcast, Quentin was on holiday in Greece.
Indeed.
Whereabouts in Greece are you?
Somewhere between the vineyards in Greece. I'm joking. Santorini.
And so basically, yeah, it's a podcast with Greg, the founder of Coravin. He was in London for a week.
Because he lives in the States, doesn't he?
He lives in Boston.
Yeah. Boston.
Yeah.
Boston.
The American accent.
Yes.
Yeah, he lives in America, in the US, and he was in London for a few days. So we took the opportunity to to do a podcast with him. Really good. We got a lot of insight about how Coravin was created. And a lot of anecdotes from Greg.
We're going to try and do more episodes this year. Now that our channel is becoming a bit more recognized by the hospitality industry, we're getting some messages left and right, which is absolutely awesome. And we're hoping that it continues like this.
For the season two, we're going to do one episode with a guest and one episode with Quentin. So the episode we call Table Two. I don't know if we're going to still keep this name.
I like a table for two.
I do like the nice. Yeah, I do like the table for two.
Makes me hungry.
Yeah.
But it's just like mini episodes or mini podcast episodes, if you want to, you know, call it like that. But we're just going to be like talking about some stories in our past experience. Maybe also talk about what we do on a daily basis. Like, what do we do in our life, really? Because obviously we don't do full-time podcast.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think
Really?
We'll be living under a bridge otherwise, but we're not full-time. So we can do little episodes like this. If you've got any questions as well about what we do, go for it. We never really did an intro actually of why we'd done this podcast and why we wanted to create.
We can do it now.
So I think we'll do this now. Actually, it'll be quite of an opening. We should have done that season one, but hey. But the reason why we're doing this podcast is, well, actually how it all started with Arthur. We were having a drink in a pub. It was our first drink, so it's not like a drunken idea. It just came up like this. We had the same idea of doing a podcast, and when we were having that drink, we kind of, I don't know why we started to talk about that, but it just came up. And then I was focusing a bit more into the business side of things. I wanted to interview entrepreneurs within the hospitality industry, and then broaden up into other industries. And Arthur was a bit more
into wine. So I wanted to do a wine podcast, because there's not that much wine podcast, I feel like, now, more and more actually. But like when we decided to create the podcast, which was a year ago, and there were not that much wine podcasts, and I just wanted to do something very focused on wine. Very niche actually. So we just realized that actually bringing this entrepreneurship mindset and this wine industry, people, hospitality in general, and combine everything together, we'll make like a good mix, and we'll make like a good podcast when we could talk about entrepreneur and the hospitality.
It's very broad,
and
it's not expressed enough to showcase how far you can go in hospitality and how
successful you can be.
Successful, and how for me the most important is how much you communicate with other people. You know, you're always on the go, you're always standing up, sitting down, you're always meeting new people, customers, people in the same industry. It's all in the same kind of world. I mean, how many times do you bump into people that that knows the same people as you? And hopefully we can give a good image to the next generation. I mean, we can entice them to go into hospitality, really show them that there is more to it. You can, you know, you can go up the ladder really quickly and do something for yourself and for your name.
The aim is also to speak to everybody, meaning like even if you're a lawyer, if you're working, I don't know, in a supermarket, if you're whatever jobs, but not in hospitality, you can also be interesting about this industry. Oh, and you don't have to join it. You can just enjoy it from outside. Yeah. I just feel like there's not that much people talking about the behind the scene of like what's happening when the door closes. And you don't really know the day-to-day of an operation manager, for example, or like the day-to-day of a baker, which is just not like baking bread and that's it. There's so much more you can do. So yeah, it's basically just giving you like a wide pictures of the hospitality. It's not all bad. It's not all good. It's like every job, I guess. It's a beautiful industry where Quentin and myself, we both work since always, basically. Yeah, pretty much. And so, yeah, that's the aim of the podcast. And also, things we never say to the listeners is what we're doing, basically.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever talk about
our
jobs. Yeah. We talk about jobs of others. Yeah. We never talk about our jobs. You want to do something? I can tell what you're doing, and you can tell what I'm doing.
Okay, yeah, let's see.
I feel like it's better. Yeah. So, Quentin...
You better not get it wrong.
No. So, Quentin is the managing director of Comptoir Gourmand.
Yeah.
So basically, his dad created the bakery, I would say like 20 years ago?
15.
Yeah. He started in Borough Market. Now the bakery is very successful. He's got 4 bakeries.
Yeah.
All in South London. He's got 1 in Maltby Street, 1 in Bermondsey Street, 1 in Borough Market, and 1 at...
The Cathedral. Southwark Cathedral.
So basically, he's running all the operation of Comptoir Gourmand, and it's a family affair. As you can see on
his Instagram. Yeah, it's a family affair, yeah.
So he's working with his dad, his mom, his sister. And also he's the co-founder of Bermondsey Corner.
Yeah.
With a bottle shop and bar on Bermondsey Street. I'm sure if you're from Bermondsey, you know this shop. Well, now you know that Quentin is the co-founder. And he created this shop in 2021. Basically
2020
with... 2020, actually, just after the COVID.
Makes me older.
Yeah. With Jean-Michel, who is a common friend of us. And your dad.
Yeah.
Also. And basically, it's a bottle shop, retail, and also bars. A very nice place, actually, to go to eat some cheese, charcuterie plates, and especially for the wine.
It was a very long journey, actually. To go a little bit in depth, I think, with the experience. I've worked, you know, since a very early age, going with my dad, like at the age of like 9, 10, going to the kitchen early and going to the markets. I was always kind of by his side, you know. So like straight away, hospitality has just been, you know, kind of my, not only choice, obviously, but it's just like it was given to me in a way.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. Even if I get paid like £5 for the day to help, but I was only 10 and it was good for the sweets.
Paying with some croissant.
Yeah, well, that was allowed to eat as many as I want. But yeah, no, it was all along, like doing new markets, managing markets. And yeah, it was like very tough. Like markets in London was just, when it was booming back in the days, it was very tough during winters and all that. But then went off traveling, worked in multiple like bars, restaurants, and coffee places in Australia, New Zealand, up in the mountains, and then back to the UK to work for a hotel group, which I opened a couple, the hospitality operation for a couple of hotels up in Manchester and in London, in St. Paul's, actually. That was really tough. And then during COVID, we opened Bermondsey Corner, which he introduced, and I took over the operation of the bakery as well, because the general manager that was running the bakery left the company, and so I kind of took over that. And now 4 shops in, and we've got a huge, huge project coming up. Hopefully I can talk about it in maybe a month and a half.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about it.
It's all a secret for until now.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully I can talk about it in a month and a half. And we'll probably do like a little promotion to it as well.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, we'll keep posted on that one.
Watch this space.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, now enough about me. Arthur, you've been in hospitality for God knows how many years. You're 27, so what, 10 years now? Really?
Yeah, my first job was at 16.
16, so yeah, 10 years-ish, let's say.
Yeah.
straight into wine, if I'm not mistaken. You kind of went all over in terms of like bar, working in the vineyards as well.
Yeah.
And then you kind of moved to London and worked for Nicola.
Yeah.
Was that your first job, Nicola?
My first job officially was Odd Beans.
Okay,
Odd like Beans. Like a lot of people in the industry, which was nice for a couple of months.
Yeah.
When you arrive in London and you don't know anybody, you don't talk English at all. My English was really bad at the time. Still not perfect, but you know, we're working on it. And Odd Beans was my first job. I quickly moved to working in different small restaurants, French restaurants mostly, in London. Been working at Terroir, Les Petits Gourmets, a couple of places.
Yeah, and then that's where obviously we met each other whilst you were working at Nicola.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I decided to join Nicola for the very simple reason that everything was closed during COVID.
Yeah.
And I didn't want just to stay at home and doing nothing. And I was just looking for like something to do, and I found out that all the wine shop was still open. And so Nicola was like a huge company in France, but like in UK is quite small. It's only like five, six shops. And I just decided to join Nicola for like a few months, and actually I stayed a year and a half until the end of the COVID. And it was, to be fair, a good experience. And then when everything reopened, I just wanted to go back to working in restaurants. I joined the Waiters Mayfair a couple of months after the opening as the AGM, and I decided to leave the restaurant scene. The company was great. Like, Hedonism Wine is a really good company to work with. The only thing is, like, the client in Mayfair was not really my vibe. I'm more like an East London guy, kind of. So, the customers in Mayfair was not really, like, a huge match. So, I just decided to go working for suppliers of wine. Now, I'm working with Classic Fine Food, which is a huge supplier of food, mainly. And since a year, so when I joined, they created the beverage category, which is called Classic Beverage, a category where you can find wine, spirits, juices, fruit puree as well for cocktails, dry fruits, everything basically you need for the bar and for the floor in UK, for restaurant, bars, Michelin restaurant, bistro, all this kind of thing.
So it's been a year now, no? That you're a bit over than that, actually.
A bit more. It's been a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really nice company. We got some amazing clients, to be fair. So working with like amazing team, amazing people, which is very nice.
There you go, guys. This is what this is in a way what we do, but very briefly, just to give you a bit of a highlight of our daily life. Hopefully, you got a bit of an insight of everything that we're going to do. Keep on, you know, listening to our podcast. It really helps supporting the channel.
We'll see you for the first episode, basically. Yeah,
next week.
Yeah, next Tuesday for the 1st of October, the first episode with Greg, the founder of Coravin. And see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. The Hospitality Podcast.